Hello and welcome to Split Second, presented by ZercOps. I am Sean Whitfield, and joining me is the co-host and owner of ZercOps, Tammy Zerk. Hello, Tammy.
Hello, brand new day.
Yes, it is. And boy, you have been busy lately. You've got a lot going on at ZercOps.
I do, and I'll be honest. I have too much going on at ZercOps.
I think you do.
I need a break.
You need to start a segment or a department of ZercOps that's just recruitment.
I do.
Recruitment of people that are willing and dedicated and dependable to enter a career in security.
Yes. I'm looking for trained, ARM certified officers. Mm-hmm. Quite a few. And now that I'm so overloaded, I'm actually looking for a little data entry bookkeeper person also that will fit in with our little crazy crew.
Now, I'm just going to ask a couple of questions that maybe somebody out there listening has on their mind. If somebody has an interest and they said, if they're thinking to themselves, hey, I might be interested in that job, but I have no experience, I have no training. Does it require that, or is this a position that you can give them all the things, all the tools and education they need for this job?
Well, here's how it works. If you're interested in being an armed security guard, you just register, sign up for one of our classes, and get your license. Then we have on our website, so you can actually go on there, fill out an application, and to actually apply for one of our jobs. So once you are hired by our company, then I provide all the training. So that's all your, you know, conducted electrical weapons, your baton, your pepper sprays, your handcuffing, your defensive tactics, your active shooter, your, you know, verbal de-escalation, everything else that we require, I actually provide that training.
All right. So if somebody can start a new career if they choose to, and you can do all that at ZercOps. And Tammy, if somebody wants to reach out or get more information, they go where online?
Just ZercOps.com. You'll see a security tab at the top, or they can call our office if they have more questions they want answered. It's just the 423-710-3170.
Okay. All right. Today's podcast is going to be about church safety teams. And this is going to be a two-part series that we will be doing here on Split Second. And Tammy, church safety teams is something that, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago, not many people even gave it any thought or consideration. Is that a fair assessment?
I would agree with that. Now it has become a very popular and becoming a common practice for the churches. Well, obviously, just because of the way the world is right now, right?
A very necessary practice.
Yes, necessary.
We have oftentimes turned on the national news and we have seen a tragedy at a church. I remember, seems like not long ago, there was a story in the news about a church in Texas where a random shooter just came in and started shooting up the congregation. And we like to think this can't happen to us. We like to think it can't happen to us at our church, but you just never know. There is no boundaries of where this can happen, and it is important for churches to give this some thought and consideration. And if you're somebody out there and you're a member of a church and your church does not have a church safety team, this is a two-part series that you do not want to miss. Be sure and listen to every word that you're going to hear in these two-part series, and also share it with your friends, share it with members of your church, because there's going to be a lot of things for you to think about and consider. And Tammy, this was a service of ZercOps that you began how many years ago now?
We've been doing this for probably about 8 years.
Okay.
And it's not just churches, it's businesses. We've done several schools and in different parts of the state, not just necessarily Chattanooga.
When you talk to churches for the initial conversation, what is oftentimes the situation you come into?
Well, majority of the time they call us because something has happened or someone they know has experienced something, you know, so they want to be proactive about it. And they don't know what to do. They don't know what the process is or even, you know, what should I do? Where do I even start? And that's majority of the time, that's our question. Do you have training? Can you help us? Can you give us guidance? So we go in, we help them vet their people, which is an important process we'll talk about. We teach them how to set up their security team, and we don't call them security teams unless they actually get, you know, a armed guard license to carry a firearm on duty, because that's an important stipulation when you're looking at liability for the church and people mm-hmm. being trained for that responsibility. But we just kind of go through all of those things with them and help them put it together and just kind of get them on the right track. And yeah, it's a lot of details.
When you get that phone call, do churches very often have any kind of proactive security team, or are they usually starting from, you know, square one?
It's kind of a toss up. Some of them might have a couple people in their, you know, and their members that already have handgun carry permits mm-hmm. that are trying to represent. Now, that's a big liability for not just the person as an individual, but the church. Because how many people, once you go get your handgun carry permit, continue to regularly practice? Life just gets in the way, and very few people actually do that. So that is something that, like I said, it's a mindset. It's something you schedule, you make happen because you know it's important.
Is this a situation where you would have to, as a church member, would you have to make your insurance company aware that you have this security safety team? Because I could just imagine if an incident happens, there could be some liability on the church if someone was hurt or killed.
Right. And what we see is we have people that come in, and like I said, picking the right people for your safety team is super important. Mm-hmm. Getting them the correct training, the correct communication equipment, knowing that they know how to use their handgun and they're accurate with it. And if you're going to put this, you know, on your insurance, what we recommend to take liability off the church, because after all, we are human. Things happen, things you don't plan on, and you never really know how a person's going to act in a crisis situation until they're in a crisis situation. So all of this training, we will always fall to the lowest level of our training. So we recommend the churches, when they get their team put together, that they actually create just like a little LLC, like, you know, as we say, you know, King Kong Security Company, whatever you want to call it. And then you put your safety team under that little company. Hmm. So if somebody does make a mistake or does something dumb outside of what the church rules are, then it goes back on that company, not the church, you know, as far as liability. Just whatever they can do to keep themselves safe, because accidents do happen, you know. Mm-hmm. And we help set up use of force policies for these churches and even some of the private schools and businesses. And what that is it's laying out what are your expectations, what are the guidelines, the rules, what can they do, what can they not do, what kind of, if they're carrying like intermediate weapons, if they have a, like say they have a taser on or they have a baton or pepper spray, you need to have your rules laid out of, okay, they can have this or they can use it this way or that way, or mm-hmm. they got to have some kind of guidelines so that when they step over or break those guidelines, the church has something, you know, something to base their decisions on.
I want to set up this scenario. I am somebody that is a member of First Baptist Church. I'm just making this story up. I am a member of First Baptist Church. Our church does not have a security team. We are a membership of members in our congregation of around 400 people on a Sunday worship service. We have a very large church building. How do I know how many people I need to seek out in my membership to be a part of this security team? And also, too, once I contact ZERCOPS, does ZERCOPS come out and do a site survey of my church?
Okay, so when we try to pick out safety teams, that is, you'd like to base it on how many people am I going to be trying to help get out of this building? So, you know, what is your, how many is in your congregation every Sunday or even Wednesday or any time the church doors are open? But also, how big is my building? It's going to be difficult if you have a huge building and then separate little buildings on the outside for two people to clear that, especially in a timely manner, and help get people out of the building to safe zones, things like that. So there's not, there isn't usually a problem from what I understand, what I hear, of people volunteering to be on the safety team. You just have to make sure and someone be able to stand up and say that, yes, you can, but sorry, you can't, but we can, you can do this part. You know, just, you got to have your movers and groovers, the people that are trained. And even if they're not trained to start with, then you, the, as the church, needs to get them trained.
And so there needs to be, say, if I'm the one that's heading it up and I am qualified to lead, to be the leader, there needs to be a leader or a captain that can make some of these decisions and lead the group.
Right. And what we see in churches is there's a lot of maybe current active duty military, police that will step in and try to help guide and lead, you know, but that's a big responsibility. And it's not like they always necessarily have the facilities or equipment to train their team, but they understand once they get them trained how to lead correctly and what they really need to do and not need to do.
Does a church, oftentimes when you get that phone call, how often is it a church that's trying to be proactive or is it a church that's reactive because something's happened? What would you say the percentages are?
I would say that is really honestly about half and half.
Okay.
Because we have had the majority of the time it is because they've had a bad incident that they've had to remove someone from the service and, you know, maybe someone got hurt or life-threatening situations or death threats or you just never know. You can't understand how people really think. But when we are approached, we will come out to the church. We do a what we call a safety and risk assessment. So we go around the entire inside and outside of the church. We create a PowerPoint, a like a Word document that we actually give back to the church that they can keep and use. We let them know where they should have cameras, where they need, you know, security posted, things like that, and just to get them up and started and help them to understand their personal picture.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we continue, we'll continue this conversation regarding church safety teams. And I've got a couple of questions that I want to ask Tammy. If I am leading the group at my church, what is the next step once we've identified that we need to have this type of training? What happens next? We'll get into that plus more when we come back after the break. For Tammy Zerk, I'm Sean Whitfield, and more Split Second presented by ZERCOPS to come after this brief message.
If you have turned the TV on in the past year, then I don't have to explain the importance of learning self-defense. Here at ZERCOPS, we offer classes for all ages, children, juniors, women only, co-ed, and seniors. All of our classes are handicap friendly. No matter your age, size, or physical fitness level, we have a class for you. It is important that you know how to defend yourself exactly as you are. Check out our classes at ZERCOPS.com.
As we continue, I am Sean Whitfield along with Tammy Zerk, and our topic today is church safety teams. Tammy, I've made that decision as a leader in my church. We're going to have a church safety team. I've assembled my group of men or women that's going to serve on the team. Now we need to determine our purpose. Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Right. So you got your group together and you have to decide what is the purpose of our safety team? Are we here just to be kind of watch the doors, be a guide, remove rowdy people? Or do we want to go farther with that and actually be proactive and prepared in, you know, knowing how to counter an active shooter, knowing what to do, knowing how to clear our building, knowing how to guide our congregational members to safe zones. So that is a lot of responsibility. It is a step farther that a lot of the churches are taking. So that's the first decision you have to make.
So once we've determined our purpose, we've determined our team members, then that's when the training begins at ZERCOPS. Do we do that training at ZERCOPS, or does ZERCOPS come to our church for that training?
It's a combination depending on which direction you want to go. So we recommend when you put people in that position that you give them the best tools possible. One of those is a lot of them will come and take the armed security guard class. And they will actually get a registration, a license to be a armed guard, so that when they're standing outside that church and they've taken that responsibility on, it's professional. And if the church creates a little LLC to kind of have their own little security guard company and take the liability off of the church, that looks even better for the church if something happens. But we come to them. We usually start with the basic, you know, safety risk assessment. Then they decide what they want to do. And we'll come back and we'll do what we call an active shooter and a building clearing class. So that's usually a four hours each segment series where the team works together. They learn to understand what active shooter is, how it applies to them. And then the second part is they're actually full-on scenarios and drills, building clearing, learning how to do formations, working as a team, knowing how to look down hallways, you know, trajectory, different things like that can save their lives in those crazy situations.
So once all the training has been completed, the certifications are issued from ZERCOPS, and we've began our safety team at our church, do we need to come back as a safety team on a routine basis and go through drills and go through updated training? Is that necessary?
Yes, that is a skill that can diminish. You can lose that skill being able to shoot accurately. A lot of the churches, number one, they decide, do we want our safety team marked or, you know, unmarked? And then are we going to provide the equipment for the safety team? Are we going to provide ammunition? Are we going to have requirements for them to practice on a regular basis? A lot of the safety team members will actually be proactive as individuals, and they will start coming through our classes. They'll go basic, intermediate, advanced, tactical. You know, a majority of them, they'll do all of the pistol and the rifle classes. Some of them actually extend to the shotgun classes or go into the verbal de-escalation, which in my opinion is one of the most important skills to have when you're dealing with the public. So, you know, they lay out their training requirements for their team and decide what they're going to provide, what they're not going to provide, and then they move forward from there.
How often are women a part of this process and being a team on a church safety team?
Honestly don't know that we've trained any team that has not had one or two or more females on it.
Huh.
They're great to get in there. I mean, who suspects them to be a well-trained little, you know, safety team member?
Yeah.
I know this past guard class I had, a little husband and wife came through, and she is one of my precious little, you know, locked and loaded lady members. And she's so tiny, you would never expect she's a little ninja. So, you know, that right there, the females are the ones that people just, they don't expect them to be the ones to go throw them out of the church if need be or something.
If I'm also someone out there and I want to be a part of this church safety team, but I've never had any gun experience. I don't own a gun. I've never had any proper training. But I want to get myself in position to be a qualified candidate for the safety team. What should I do in preparation? What homework should I do before I am ready to step up to the plate and be a part of the church safety team and represent my congregation and membership?
Well, we do have a lot of those members that they will come in as groups and do basic handgun first. Even the ones that have experience will come and do a refresher course, so they're all on the same page. And then they, you know, how comfortable are they? Do they still want to move forward with carrying a, you know, handgun on them? And that's that, a lot of times that's the place they start.
Mm-hmm. Good information. Tammy, is there anything else that we need to let folks know about? Sort of an overview of church safety teams, because coming up in part two of this series, we're going to have some testimonials from some members of some churches that have actually walked in these shoes and have started a church safety team, and they're going to share with us their story about what they went through in getting this put together with ZERCOPS. But before we end today's podcast, is there anything else we should let folks be aware of?
When we come in, I know that a lot of people, they have no idea what to expect. And some of them are nervous, and I know in their minds they're like, oh, this might not be something I can do. It is simple. It really is. It is just all about putting all the pieces to your puzzle together, everybody being on the same page. And the fact that your team learns to work together and support each other and understand each other, it is amazing to see people come together and as a team, and they're clearing their building and they're moving together and they're guarding each other and knowing how to guard each other is great. It's I think it's a huge eye opener for a lot of people. And it's life-changing in the way you look at the world.
And I guess there's a sense of team building. When you're done, you kind of feel like the A-team.
Yeah, they are a little pumped up and excited, yes.
It used to be on television decades ago.
And here's the thing, like you said earlier, you know, when we're talking about active shooter, everybody, it's just a subconscious thing. You always think it's going to happen somewhere else to somebody else.
Yeah.
But we had a big wake-up call in here in Chattanooga just, you know, a few years ago. It came home to us here. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people lost family and friends. And I have friends that were there on the spot. My husband was there when it happened. So it is a life-changing thing. And it has outcomes that can never, ever be taken back. And some people will never get over it. Mm-hmm. So preparing ahead of time to know how to handle the situation and handle it well is super important to save as many people as possible.
I look at it also kind of like having a security system on your house. You have a security system to protect your home, to protect your assets, especially if you're not at home, or even if you are at home, maybe you're sleeping during the night. This is something similar to that, except it's protecting members of your church, because you want the membership of your church, your congregation, to feel comfortable, to be feeling the spirit of worship when they are in the house of the Lord. You don't want your membership and your congregation to feel afraid, to feel insecure, to feel that they're not in a safe place. And so this is very important and very vital to giving everybody that peace of mind where everybody feels like they're in a safe and protected environment when they attend their church.
Absolutely. I think that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely so. Okay, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, this is going to be a two-part series of church safety teams. Again, coming up on the next podcast, you don't want to miss it. You want to be sure and listen to part two of this series, where we'll have some guests that'll share their stories about how they have put together a church safety team at their church. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Split Second presented by ZERCOPS. Go to the ZERCOPS Facebook page for any suggestions or comments about today's podcast. Be sure to click on the subscribe button for all future podcasts. For Tammy Zerk, I'm Sean Whitfield. Thank you for listening.
Business owners, are you looking for something cool to do as a team building exercise for your employees? ZERCOPS does this on a regular basis. You can customize your session to your specific group. Check us out at ZERCOPS.com.